From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. It will become increasingly breezy, especially west of the Green Mountains this afternoon, but otherwise our weather for the rest of the day will cap off the recent period of dry days. A variety of weather-related hazards will work in tomorrow and tomorrow night, the most widespread being southerly winds that could gust up to 40 miles an hour. But there could also be some thunderstorms tomorrow, or even some severe storms from the Hudson Valley into southern Vermont and the Berkshires. And periods of heavy rainfall will be possible even apart from any thunderstorms. Fortunately, the flooding risk appears minimal, since our area rivers are presently running very low. Despite the building clouds and mounting rain showers, the unusually mild weather will persist tomorrow, and perhaps even on Wednesday, not ratcheting down more considerably until Thursday. Clouds this afternoon will be more prominent in southern areas where marine stratus have been moving northward through the valleys. Elsewhere, middle and high-level cloudiness is drifting in ahead of a slow-moving cold front that's now moving through the Ohio Valley. Temperatures will again be well above average for October 23rd, in the upper 60s to lower 70s, as opposed to the average highs for today's date, which are generally only in the mid-50s. A deep trough in the jet stream has formed over the upper Midwest. At the surface, its eastern edge is marked by a cold front that stretches southward from low pressure that's spinning over the border between Indiana and Ohio. The upper-level trough will drift eastward through Wednesday, but will do so slowly. It will also be taking on a negative tilt. A trough axis will typically run from northeast to southwest, and for that reason is called a positive tilt. In this case, the trough will initially assume a neutral tilt, pointing from north to south, before starting to assume a negative tilt with the axis pointing from northwest to southeast. The negative tilt is important because it will slow the eastward progress of the trough in the jet stream, while also allowing it to more efficiently pull in warm and moist air from the south. At the surface, low pressure will lift almost straight northward through Michigan and into central Canada, with the cold front passing through our region on Wednesday. But most of the action related to the front will be taking place in advance of it, with the windiest conditions and best chance of significant rainfall from tomorrow through tomorrow night, and any significant rainfall on Wednesday occurring earlier in the day. Like so many cold fronts over the past several weeks, Wednesday's front will be introducing not starkly cooler air, but air perhaps even just a degree or so above average by Thursday, with highs ranging generally in the 50s and maybe a few lingering showers around, but the winds will have subsided and there won't be any thunderstorms. In the short-term forecast summary for this afternoon, partly to mostly sunny north, partly to mostly cloudy south, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains, south to southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour from the Green Mountains westward. For tonight, mostly cloudy or becoming so, chance for showers west of the Greens, slight chance east, lows from the mid-50s to around 60, except low to mid-60s in the broad valleys west, south winds 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting to 25 east of the Green Mountains and to 35 miles an hour in the west. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy and windy, showers or periods of rain spreading from west to east with thunderstorms possible and the chance of severe storms from the Hudson Valley into southern Vermont and the Berkshires. Highs again in the upper 60s to lower 70s, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour gusting to 40. On Tuesday night, rain, possibly heavy at times, tapering off from west to east late, lows mainly from the mid-50s to around 60, except around 50 in the Adirondacks, south to southeast winds gusting to 35 miles an hour early, becoming southwest 10 to 20, and on Wednesday, mostly cloudy along and east of the Greens with scattered showers, any early showers west ending, with clouds thinning in the afternoon, highs on Wednesday in the mid to upper 60s in the broad valleys, elsewhere low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes, with an eye on the sky.